I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
One is Mark and John's the other. They're just friends. They are not lovers. It's two old queens. It's two old queens. They're just sassy, not that mean. Two old queens. It's two old queens. Now shut up.
Hello.
Welcome to Two Old Queens. I'm John Flynn.
I'm Mark Rennie.
Mark, our guest this week, couldn't be more excited. Let them know.
You couldn't be.
I couldn't be more excited. She couldn't be.
Great. She's an actress and comedian. You know her from the improv group Wild Horses and comedy Bang Bang and also the movie Greener Grass. It's Mary Holland.
Yay!
Hello.
Oh, you guys, that synchronized hello was
we have some
music
practice.
To my ears.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So many people say like, oh, I wish I knew that was happening so I could have done it.
Right.
But
I enjoyed it being
a return guest. Will know.
Yeah, and I liked receiving it. So
yeah, it's like a nice surprise. It's like you didn't get the spoiler.
That's right.
There is something though, like when you go see like a show or a play, and people say things in synchronicity, it's like, oh my god,
it's delightful.
There's like
what
a whole
is that
subculture around this?
It like tickles your brain or something. You're just you're like, oh, then they coordinated that. Like it feels magical,
like dancing, like in a Broadway show. Mm-hmm. We were talking about Broadway, or like dancing in Broadway. I was like, how do they, or like where do you start?
Where do you even begin? It's verbal choreography. That's what you're doing.
Right.
Exactly. Well, it's a podcast. It's not a, it's a verbal medium.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, little do the listeners know, we're doing a dance number right now.
Absolutely.
All three of us.
We're like Madonna on the Truth or Dare tour, Blonde Ambition, yep. Mm-hmm. Got our headset mics.
Yep.
Yes.
Don't happen.
And 5, 6, 7, and
it's awesome. We're in the hot dab
okay.
In the middle of Oscar season. Do you care about the Oscars?
Yes.
You do.
Very much so.
All right.
Very
what do you
so.
Like about the Oscars?
Oh my gosh. I love the ceremony of it all. Mm, okay. I love the, it feels, I know that there are mixed feelings about award shows.
Sure, sure.
And like it's, there's so many of them and it's very self-congratulatory and all that. But I think that it's part of the fantasy of this this whole art, like film in general. I feel like is so tied to those kinds of awards, and the Oscars in particular, where it's like it is the like the fantasy world of it. Like people dress up in the most incredible clothes and look their very best, and we're celebrating wonderful performances and innovative filmmaking and all this stuff. It's just, it just feels like such a, I mean, I would only can only be excited about it.
It almost feels like as close as Hollywood ever gets to like spirituality. Like there's a ceremony,
like a
there's
church.
A ritual.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what
yes.
I mean? Everyone,
everyone
wears
comes
their
together.
Best clothes.
Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. And we all acknowledge each other's work, and like it does feel like very, yeah, it is sort of spiritual.
It's a spiritual prom.
Yeah, it's spiritual
prom. The Oscars are Hollywood
well,
spiritual
I hope I
prom.
Get a date. Yeah. Yeah, I really love them.
Do you care? Like, if you do, you have like skin in the game? Do you like if like,
do you get mad if something that you don't think
for snubs or?
I mean, sometimes I don't get pissed.
Okay, you
sure.
Don't take it personally.
I don't take it personally. I will be like, oh, or I'll be disappointed or super excited for something. And I love printing off ballots and like, you know, filling them out and watching with people and like we all fill them out beforehand and then, you know.
Do you try to like catch all the movies? Is that something that you
should? I try to, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's very hard to do.
Yeah, it's
actually.
Difficult, especially now that there's 9 Best Picture nominations.
Oh my God. Has that ever happened?
Happened a few years, like because they can do up to 9 or 10, I think, and they don't always do that.
At least 5 and as much as 10.
Like last year was only 5 or 6, I think. Wasn't as many last year.
Wow. How interesting.
I think I've seen almost all of them.
I've got a couple. I still haven't seen Ford v. Ferrari or Jojo Rabbit.
I haven't seen
that.
Those
are the two I haven't
seen. I haven't seen those either.
Okay.
What are the other ones?
Alphabetical
order.
Parasite, 1917, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Little Girls.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Well, they became Little Women. Hey, I saw it. I thought it was delightful.
It was delightful.
The Little Idiots.
Those Little Dum-Dums. Little Dum-Dums Christmas pageant.
Now that's a movie I'd go see.
I would watch that.
That's fun.
I think I try to see almost every because I do want to, I like having an opinion on them.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like I haven't seen that, so I don't know if it should be ranked.
Yeah.
So that part is frustrating to me.
Right. I agree with you that it's more fun the more information you have.
Absolutely. I think I only need to see 1917 at this point.
It's great.
We haven't mentioned Irishman, Joker, Marriage Story, or that's it.
I also haven't seen Joker.
You're not missing much.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, you know how there's
according
like,
to the Golden Globes, I am.
You know how you see like on the internet, they'll be like, oh, what if like Disney Princess is like drawn in the style of like the Muppets?
Right.
So this is a Joker story drawn in the style of a Martin Scorsese movie.
It's very much that.
It's just like super shallow.
Feels like you've seen it all before.
You've seen it all. There's nothing really surprising that happens.
Joaquin Phoenix does
a good job, but I think I would say, like, after the movie, I was like, Joaquin Phoenix does a lot of acting. Which is the best acting. It's not bad, but it's a lot of it.
People love a lot of acting.
That's true. It's a feast.
It's a feast.
A feast of acting by Joaquin
Phoenix.
Ooh,
I like that. Oh.
You leave a little sick.
A vegan feast of acting.
Well, it is Joaquin, yeah. He loves a plant-based diet.
Yeah.
We learned that in the Golden Globes.
Militant about it, I'd say.
Did he talk about that?
He did. He thanked the people who produced the Globes for it was their dinner that night was plant-based. There was no meat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Mm-hmm. I think that is
Hollywood great. Foreign Press gets a bad rap, but not for
they make
cows,
a good hummus wrap.
They get a bad rap. But you know what? They can throw a party. They really can.
People show up.
People enjoy it.
Well, speaking of the Academy Awards, the movie you brought in won at the 75th Annual Academy Awards.
That's true.
Do you want to tell us about this?
Tell us
should we get into
Let's
it?
Let's talk about Ghost.
My awkward transition.
Yeah, it wasn't the 75th. It was the 63rd, but sure.
Oh.
That's last week's movie.
I'm sorry.
That was
Chicago.
A year or two. That was...
All right. But this week, we're talking about Ghost. It came out in 1990. It is a romantic fantasy thriller directed by Jerry Zucker and written by Bruce Joel Rubin. It stars Patrick Swayze, Demi Moore, Whoopi Goldberg, Tony Goldwyn, and Rick Avilés. I don't know. Perhaps wrong. And the plot centers on a young woman in jeopardy, the ghost of her murdered lover and a reluctant psychic who assists him in saving her. It grossed $105.7 million on a $22 million budget. It was the highest grossing film of 1990.
Wow.
The film received 5 nominations at the 63rd Academy Awards. Nominations for Best Picture, Best Original Score, Best Film Editing, and it won for Best Supporting Actress and Best Original Screenplay.
So, Mary, this is part of our series of Best Supporting Actress movies, winners and nominees. Why Ghost? What about Ghost did you want to talk
about? When you asked me to do it and you're like, oh, best supporting actress. So I Googled, oh, yeah, who did what are the movies that won Best Supporting Actress? And I was going through. There are a lot of great options on there.
Of course. Absolutely. Winners all.
Winners all. And then Ghost popped up, and I hadn't seen Ghost in many years. But I was, I think Whoopi is a genius in that movie.
Yes.
And I was so, it didn't surprise me at all that she got the Oscar for it. And I was just very excited to revisit it. And also because I think what's so cool about the fact that she won it is that she is the, I mean, absolutely, she brings incredible acting chops to it. But she also is like the comic relief of the movie. Like she's, so much of the comedy comes from her and her interactions with Patrick. And I just think in a movie that is so dramatic, and I mean, you listed like three different genres in the description.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like
right?
a romantic, what is
fantasy
it?
Fantasy thriller.
Fantasy thriller. So in something like that, that can be so serious and heavy. The fact that the person who was bringing the levity won, I think was really... Nice.
It is an interesting mix, and in fact, a lot of the actors in it said when they first read it, they're like, oh, this could either be great or could just be a mess.
Yeah.
Because it does have all those different elements, and if they don't sort of fit well together, it could have just been like, what is this movie?
Yeah.
So I assume you revisited it recently?
I did. And I revisited it.
What was your takeaway compared to like what you thought of it and then compared to like now?
Well, it's interesting. I guess I didn't... clock the thriller aspect of it. I mean, there's, you can't get away from it, of course it's there, but I think when I started watching it again this time, I was like, oh, this opening is really creepy, like the music is really ominous, and like you're looking at this like partially renovated house, like,
things covered in drop cloths.
Yeah, it's kind of spooky.
Setting the tone for Ghost.
Indeed.
Oh!
Well
God
done, Bruce Joel,
Ruben. Jesus Christ!
Do we need to watch it again?
We should watch it again, because I didn't even think about the title. but I was very struck by, like, because in my memory of the movie, it's like purely a romance.
A romance.
I only
like
think of it as
Molly,
a romance.
Molly, you and Danger Girl, you know?
Yeah, and I forgot about like the part of it where his best friend betrayed, like, you know,
yeah,
all
this,
like,
the actual thriller parts.
The actual thriller parts, I just like compartmentalized in my head of like the pottery and the this and the penny and all
yeah,
that, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So I think it's such a cool, it's actually a really fantastic movie because it does incorporate all those elements in a way that is seamless, I think.
Mm-hmm. It also feels like a throwback. I feel like people don't make that anymore. Like,
no.
It's something that's not based on anything.
Right.
I feel like the indie version of this movie would get rid of like the thriller element. It would just be like a woman trying to connect with her dead husband or something, you know?
And she would have been like pregnant.
Yeah.
Sure. That did seem like a missed opportunity.
She should have been pregnant.
I like that they weren't married, though.
I did,
that
too.
That felt like progressive to me, though.
Yeah. And it was, I think you're right. Like, all the layers of it, it'd be easy to write it off as too complicated. But what it actually turns out to be is very real and grounded and, like, believable.
Yes.
Because of all the...
Despite the ghosts.
Despite the ghosts and the little demons that come after you if you're bad.
The shadow things, yeah.
Love that.
What did they say?
Actually, that sound, here you go, IMDb
here
trivia.
Here we go, IMDb trivia time.
Oh, tell me.
Baby, the sounds of babies sort of talking, but played very slow and backwards.
Ew. Because
that's why I think it does sound human. But
ew,
it's so
devil-y.
Yeah.
That's like satanic.
Like playing the record backwards.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because
spooky.
It also doesn't sound like. It sounds more.
Yeah.
And that to me is like a more human sound.
Right.
Not trying to sound creepy.
More grotesque.
Scarier.
Yes. It is like, scarier.
It's like a model instead of CGI.
Ugh. Give me a twiggy.
Yes, a twiggy.
John, what's your history with Ghosts?
I wouldn't say it's that extensive, but I saw it when it came out and thought it was enjoyable. But I don't think I saw it again since then.
Oh, you've only seen it once.
One before this time, yeah.
You revisited
before,
it as well.
I did revisit it
okay,
as well.
Good.
Yes,
we
yes.
got to for this podcast. We're watching
to.
A lot of movies.
I'm sure.
At least one a week. Can you imagine the stress?
No, I can't. That stresses me out for you. too much.
So what did you think of it?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was great. It's a very, like, sweet, sharp. I think it basically holds up. You know what I mean? Like,
I think so, too.
It's not something that I was like, oh, my God, I loved it. But I was like, this is totally solid. Everyone does a good job. You know what I mean? Like, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it, too.
It was a hit.
It's one of my mom's favorite movies, so I think I've seen it like 20 times.
Wow.
She bought we probably bought her the VHS for Mother's Day or her birthday. Perfect. Or something like that.
Says I love you more.
And so I've probably seen this movie like 20 times, but I hadn't seen it in like 15 years.
Okay.
Probably.
So how was it for you?
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, I do like that there's something for everybody in this.
I like
that too. It's
exciting
and it's funny. It's romance, that's sexy, they're horny.
They are horny. Horny. First and foremost, they're horny. Yeah.
And it's
like, you can blame
the
them.
Three of them at like
I the, mean, look at them.
Those three leads are like at the top of their game. They're all like amazing. Mm-hmm. So I thought it just works on every level. It's such a crowd pleaser.
Yes. And I in particular noted the chemistry between Patrick and Whoopi.
It's all I thought you were gonna say to me.
Oh well, them as well. But their comedic, like how they played off each other, and like I just thought they were so fun. I was like, they need to have a sitcom, these two.
Right.
That'd be great.
That would be great.
They should have had a sitcom.
We apparently fought for her to play that part. It was like, wasn't written for her, and he was like, no, you've got to cast her. She'll be great.
He is a special man.
Everyone who's ever worked with him just speaks glowingly of him.
Have you guys seen that series on Netflix called The Movies That Made Us?
Yes. I have not seen Dirty Dancing yet, though.
It's really great.
Oh, really?
It's so fun to watch. I mean, all of the episodes are great. Mm-hmm. I hope they make more because it's fascinating.
I'm sure they
will. Yeah. But the Dirty Dancing one is really inspiring, especially like he and Jennifer Grey had worked together previously on something and did not get along.
Right.
Like had
it was like Thin Red Line or something like
that. Yeah. Yeah. And, But everyone wanted him to, because he had this extensive dance background. Mm-hmm. He was an amazing dancer, and like their chemistry was really great. But she didn't want him to do it, and so he was like, "Let me go talk to her." And he went and talked to her, and they both like cried and like had this.
Oh wow,
that's so sweet.
It's amazing. Yeah, I think he's a really incredible person.
He's like a man, but also he doesn't seem to have any of the toxic masculinity.
Right.
He's so in touch with like his spirituality or something. There was something so like zen, like calm about it.
Yeah, and such a good actor.
He's great.
He's great.
He's great.
Why doesn't he do more?
Oh.
So, as you may or may not know, Mary, we are looking for the gayest movie ever. So we have a very elaborate and Byzantine scoring system with over 30 categories.
Wow.
And at the end of this, you will add a category, which will then become canon. We did it again. That'll be a category through which we will then view future movies as, is this the gayest
judging
movie? It's a prism through which to judge.
Fantastic.
So we're going to go, each of us will give a score in the category, and we'll take the average of the three of us, ours.
From 0 to 100.
And then out of the percentage of total possible points will be the score that the move. So let's go through our top five.
Let's
this
top
is where
five.
The standings stand as of right now.
Okay, great.
Number five, Midnight Madness with a 58.97. Nobody knows what that movie is. Don't worry about it.
0.97. So specific.
Right. Number four, Adam's Family Values, 61.99.
Love that movie.
It's a perfect film.
That movie is perfect.
Number three, 9 to 5, 62.63%.
Amazing.
Number two, Meet Me in St. Louis, 66.49%. And the number one current gayest movie ever, The Muppets Take Manhattan, with 69.17. So that's a D, a 69.17.
Nice.
Not great. I think that can
be.
Is Ghost the one to do it?
We'll see.
Probably not, but we'll see. So the first category is homoeroticism. How homoerotic is Ghost on a scale of 0 to 100?
Okay, so here we go. Here's some things that I like to talk about, just ideas first before we give scores.
Okay,
so
great.
I think, all right, that scene early on when like Tony Goldwyn and Patrick Swayze are in that elevator and they're doing that whole bit of like, what'd the doctor say? Oh, about the rash, it's super contagious and all that stuff. That to me felt like they were jerking each other off. There was something very homoerotic about that.
You thought?
I think they were both sort of like turning each other on. There was something sort of weirdly sort of like.
It seems so bro-y to me, like Wall Street
right,
bro.
I did not read that.
But like the homoeroticism of that.
That seems like ground zero for gay panic to me.
I also feel like Demi Moore was very like androgynous in this movie.
Yeah.
She is.
That's true, yeah.
And so I felt like her and Patrick Swayze, like you could sort of read that as like a twink and like a like a sort of like a more of like a lumberjacky kind of gay. And then Whoopi and Demi do make out.
There is that. Basically. I do think that is a real that is true homoeroticism at the end.
That's right.
So those are some things.
I feel
like
the end is the only real one.
I don't know. I really think that like Patrick Swayze and Tony Goldwyn are like giving each other boners in that scene.
I don't. It seemed more like asshole bro, like sales guys
that,
to me.
That can still lead to a boner, though.
I guess.
I mean, you guys know better than I do.
Did you get any sexual energy off of Tony Goldwyn and Patrick Swayze together?
No, I didn't really pick up
fair.
We
had no idea we'd be asking you these questions either, which is part of the fun for us.
That's part of the fun. Yeah, yeah. No, I didn't pick up on that. But I mean, certainly he coveted Patrick's life.
Probably, right?
Yeah.
Like, so I think those two, maybe not with Demi Moore, but they've definitely like, what's that called? Like an Eiffel Tower? Where there's like a woman between them, and they're like looking at each other. I think they've definitely like been in a threesome.
Oh, an Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
I was like, what's this symbolism? I've never. Oh, I see.
Sorry.
You're like, oh, it's disgusting.
Oh, it's foul.
Glad I interrupted my Saturday for this.
Complete trash. So, but it is interesting. Yeah, both of them wanting the same woman, and then their eyes meet, and that,
wasn't the idea behind
Eiffel
Tower?
I'm not writing it off.
The guys are high fiving each other, so that's
exactly,
really gross.
I think it's disgusting.
Love it. It's celebratory.
It feels like a full circle then. Yeah. Like the energy's going from one to the next
next.
Sure.
I see. I didn't realize they were high-fiving each other. But so they are into each other then in an Eiffel Tower situation.
Yeah,
but
somewhat, yeah.
They're
I don't
more
get Eiffel Tower energy from these guys.
No, right.
But I do think that to me, a Whoopi thing is like, that's such an easy thing to go wrong as a scene. But I loved how they Demi Moore just kept her eyes closed. And then, like, because you could tell, like, oh, I remember my partner always touches me in this way. So, like, that was made it real. I thought that was kind of like using a romantic physical connection. Like, it's such a thing. I feel like movies don't have, there's no sex in movies anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that element is often, like, ignored.
Do you?
I feel like in rom-com, everything's so, like, chaste now. It's all jokes.
Right.
Whereas I feel like we don't really, you don't rarely see
more
couples
comedy,
like horny for
romance.
Each other. You know what I mean?
I mean, you just made me think of that Pretty Woman had some incredibly steamy scenes.
Well, that and like, Ghost are credited for like the 90s rom-com boom.
Right.
Because they both came out like the same year.
How funny that people have shied away from.
Yeah.
Even though we're the horniest we've ever been.
Yeah, but
never
like,
been hornier. Americans.
Been hornier.
So on a scale of 0 to 100, how homoerotic would you say Ghost is?
Oh, God. I would say 15%.
15.
That's fair.
I'm
going to go 35. I think there's more to it.
I'm also going to go 35, but based solely on the Demi Whoopi.
Fair enough.
So give it an average of 28.33.
Okay. Really.
All right, next category.
This algorithm you're plugging it into.
Wheatley takes out the abacus.
Yeah, the abacus.
All right, next category. Actual gay characters on the scale of 0 to 100. I don't think there's a single
one.
I don't
think
there's
no one
who self-identifies as a homosexual in this movie.
There's no one even we can identify as a
homosexual. Yeah, every so often they'll be like, oh, there was like a scene in a dance class. And you're like, there's definitely gay people in that. But in a bank, there's a lot of bank scenes.
Right.
People don't go to banks. They don't work there.
That can't be true.
We're not allowed.
No!
We can't give blood. We can't have a savings account.
Yeah. Oh. That's why gay people are always going to ATMs.
That's why.
Adam, Tom, Maury.
It's a very stuffy, like, you couldn't get a read on anybody even in those bank scenes. long enough, you know? I couldn't get a read
like,
on anybody.
It is like, this movie does bring like a very glamorous view. Like when she goes as Rita Miller to the bank, I'm like, oh, yeah. That looks like so much fun. Like,
yes.
You have to like fill a little form. They
so
have to go
fun. Another, she's yeah, in it's her
like,
outfit.
It's a posh bank, yeah,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
There's that shot of that one older lady way down wearing like a hat and a shawl with pearls.
We'll get to that. We'll get
and
to
I
that.
And I was like, oh,
yeah, we'll
she's
get
like,
to that.
She's straight out of the 30s.
Yeah. So that was an extra they had fun with.
Right.
But actual gay characters, I don't think there's a single
yeah,
one.
I, yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. This one is.
So what are you going to give it, Mary?
Oh.
Do you like how we make you go first?
I really don't. I would. I mean, well, there's none. So I would say zero?
Sure.
You can say zero. I don't like giving zeros. I'm going to give it a 3.
You gave Kramer versus Kramer a zero?
Yeah, but Kramer versus Kramer is basically a 4 person
Right, there's
movie.
Only 4 people. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
I'm
I
going
see.
3.
Because there's
three.
Always a chance.
There's a someone.
Yeah, someone.
I'm giving it a 0.
Okay.
Giving it an average of 1. It's tied That's with Submarine. Remember that movie from the 2000s? There's no reason you should.
No,
all, right. All right, next category.
I do love Down Periscope.
There we go.
Now that's a fun movie.
Now there's a homoerotic movie.
There is a homoerotic movie.
Okay, next category, camp factor. So on a scale of 0 to 100, how campy would you say Ghost is?
I would say this. It's not like overly campy, but like both. First of all, there's one line where Tony Goldwyn comes in and he says, like, I bought you some Japanese apple pears. I was like, that seems a little campy. But also, I would say that both Tony Goldwyn and Patrick Swayze have a lot of like, they do a lot of face acting. Like
yeah.
a lot of like, oh no, what is this? Oh, like when Patrick Swayze realizes that Tony Goldwyn is like responsible for him. Like,
right,
you know,
right,
like, all that
right.
stuff. There's a lot of like, you know, like, so
right.
there's a lot of like face acting. It's almost like almost silent movie stuff going on there. And
uh-huh.
so that felt a little campy to me at times.
Just, can you define for me what campiness
well,
means
that's
to
a
you guys?
Camp, we talk about this every week. I feel like camp, to me, there's something about camp where like what you're intending to do misses the mark. You know what I mean? Like,
oh my God, that's 100% of my life.
You're a camp masterpiece.
That's me.
But like, to me, there's something about camp where it's like, oh, you're trying to be serious, but you're like so overblown
yes.
that it becomes absurd. Or like, you're
yes.
trying to get
okay.
something, like the, like what you're trying to get and like what you realize or something. It's that doesn't define
like playing
camp.
Something so huge where that doesn't deserve like when the stakes
yeah,
are
yeah,
so
yeah.
low, but
got
like,
it.
Going so big.
Right.
Sometimes it's intentional. Sometimes it's
exactly,
unintentional.
Yeah.
Okay, great, 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 great.
So to me, that felt I'm like it's not like master camp like what they're doing, but that to me felt like a little bit campy in a movie that I think is pretty not campy.
Right. Yeah.
Overall.
Yeah, I could see that.
What about the fact that they're making like a huge dick during the pottery scene?
There's definitely that.
Oh yeah.
I mean that, and then also Tony Goldwyn spilling coffee on himself and taking his shirt off.
So
oh,
that was kind of
yeah.
campy. It was just so like
sure, yeah.
silly.
That
it was just
silly.
Like oops, but like they played it straight. You know what I mean? And she was like. Barely even noticed. Like, that's so weird.
It's interesting to remove clothes that you've spilled something on.
Right?
Huh.
But, like, because when I spill on myself, my impulse is not, I got to get this off of me. I can't have this stain anywhere near my skin or, like, my body.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, oh, shoot. Well.
Well, that's me for the day.
Yeah. You know? So I got to take care of that when I get home.
Yeah.
That's
I would never take it off. So,
but
yeah,
I
would agree. That's a campy move.
It is weird, but also it was like, a whole cup of coffee and I assume a hot cup.
Oh, maybe.
So
oh, yeah.
Something to do with it. Like, it's
that's
not just like,
true.
Oh, a little tomato sauce on my lapel.
But he did it. But he did it as part of his seduction. It was all
oh, yeah,
intentional.
Absolutely.
It was
oh,
all
yeah,
a
yeah.
plan.
Oh, yeah.
It was all a plan.
It was all a plan.
It was
plan.
A dastardly dance.
And honestly,
it was a dastardly dance.
He looked great.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
He was in
Everyone
Scandal.
Looks great.
Did you ever watch Scandal?
I think so,
no.
yeah.
I think he was like the president in Scandal.
Ooh.
Oh, that sounds right.
So what would you give this for camp factor? I mean, there's also something about her, like, readings. Anytime the scene, Whoopi gets possessed by the guy.
Oh, my
like,
God.
She's pretty campy.
But that felt to me very real.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think that was over the top.
But
I think,
like, her, like, her,
like her
office,
outfits, like, her
office.
Like, her, like, sparkly
her outfits,
orange, like,
yeah.
robe at the top is that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
And even, like, her, like, she's dressed like a drag queen when she goes to the bank.
Yeah. Oh, I would say, then I would say like 40%.
40.
I'm going to go 35. I do think it's like a, there's definitely some camp in it.
There's a, you can find it.
Yeah.
It's there if you want it. I'm giving it a 20. I'm giving it a 31.67.
You're okay. tough.
Well, I'm tough, tough nut. One. I'm yeah, the yeah, tough yeah. one. Next category, makeover montage. Is there a makeover montage? Like
I don't know.
Kind
Mark,
of, with
think?
Rita Miller, isn't there? Or I guess that's not as much a makeover as...
Not really a montage.
Well, there's sort of like a montage and like, you're going to do this, you're going to... Yeah.
It's like, kind of like that.
A little bit.
It's sort of an out-of-the-box montage.
It's not, the, yeah, again, I always figure the classic of
the 100 score is like, I'm walking on sunshine in the mall trying on different outfits.
And you're leaving, you know what I mean?
Right,
like
right.
A whole bunch of bags.
That's 100.
That's
spinning,
the one.
Getting a hot dog on a stick.
But she was like sort of trying on different, she was trying on a different persona.
Sure.
And like sort of fumbling it here and there. And
sure.
But it's, she's got 50 of the, she's got the makeover. Does she have the montage? I guess the apartment itself gets a makeover.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
There's an opening where
of course.
But that's not done in a montage.
That is correct.
What is the symbolism of that, do you think? Of like choosing to set it in an apartment that's being renovated. I mean, is it the sheets? Is it the ghost sheet? I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Make a tangent.
I mean,
it just
occurred
to me.
It could feel almost like they're like unearthing a ghost. Like they, you could lean into more of the supernatural.
Yes.
Of like, I also thought it played up the tragedy. Like they were so ready to start like a new life.
Yeah,
it
was
you know, there was something new and one. And like an amazing, that's a real apartment too.
Sure.
Oh,
but
my
like,
God.
Those
an amazing apartment.
Oh, sure. Just like the apartment in Friends was incredible.
Sure.
You
no barista was
going
to be able to afford.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what are you going to score this on makeover montage?
Oh, gosh. 20%, I think.
20.
I'm going to go 12. I don't think there really is
12.
So much.
That's why I'm giving it a zero.
Yeah.
Sorry. 1067.
You can find a makeover in any scene because everyone changes.
That's true. You know, who were you? What's your arc of the scene?
Yeah, what's your arc?
What you want? Did you get it in the middle? Then that turns into something else? Mm-hmm. I think that's what you do in acting, right?
Yeah.
I got what I wanted. I want something else. Give me more.
I want something else now. I want something different.
I got love from my father. Give me nachos.
Give me nachos.
That's my want in this scene.
Yeah.
All right, next category. Over-the-top wardrobe.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
We got
a bunch.
Yeah. Yeah, with the aforementioned sparkly copper robe.
Pretty much everything Whoopi wears.
Everything Whoopi wears.
And then they never say it, but they reference a lot. The sweater that Demi...
The green sweater that she knit.
That she knitted that was four sizes too big.
That, right, now I'm so bummed.
She wears it, though.
Does
no,
she?
She's wearing it later.
She wears a sweater. I don't know if it's his.
If
she
it's
has like
four
a,
it's
sizes
a green
too
sweater.
Big for him,
yeah.
She'd be swimming
in
it.
In it, yeah. I actually love... I thought her clothes would look
she looked
so...
Great.
They look great.
Cool
fabulous.
Now. Like, they look great. That's feel like that's what
overalls.
People...
Overalls. Yeah, yeah.
It's
sure.
Like elevated normcore.
Yes. And her haircut, I feel like, is very
amazing.
Now, too.
Yeah.
I love her haircut.
Great. Mm-hmm. Also, I love how they did a great job with the clothes for, like, Whoopi's, like, when she's in her medium mode. But then when her street clothes, she's, like, so much younger and hipper.
Oh, right.
Looking like she looked great.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she looked fantastic.
It is a fun 90s time capsule, but I also feel like a lot of those looks are back now.
Completely.
Definitely. Well, the 90s, I don't think were, like, an extreme look.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like
depends.
The way they like 80s, you're like, oh, you got the shoulder pads and you've got like a lot of bold prints. The 90s to me were always more like
a little more mellow,
a little more muted.
Yeah.
So sort of
the era of grunge.
Like floral dresses.
Love a flannel.
Yeah, yeah, I love a flannel.
Yeah.
Remember when girls would wear just like flannel boxer shorts, like out?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. I do remember that.
Right.
Yep. I used to wear those at summer camp.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
Perfect time to do it.
Boxer.
So, what would you give this an over the top wardrobe?
Oh boy, I would say. Well, Whoopi, I think carries a lot of this. I would say. Oh gosh, I'm hovering around the same.
That's okay.
Numbers, I guess, but 25%.
25. Okay,
I'm gonna go 33. I feel like it's like it. The Whoopi part does it, and like she's like one of the big three. So yeah.
Yeah.
So she gets a third.
I'm going to give it a 50 because I've never forgotten that gold muumuu.
Sure.
She wears.
Right.
That is like in my brain for until I die.
Just for the record, it's more of a copper, but sure.
Excuse me, a metallic.
So, no, it's just I'm just saying. It's just like,
just
a,
so, like people are going to listen to this. So.
Yeah. People are
sorry.
We're just going to be held accountable for what
fair
we
enough,
say. So.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right. Give me an average of 36. All right. Next category. Does it hold up on a scale of 0 to 100?
I would say, now let me think carefully about this.
I'd say the only things that date this movie are the appearance of Arsenio Hall. And
but that's of the time. I don't think you can hold
well,
that
sure,
against
sure.
it.
No, I'm just saying what's out there. And then just like the way the banking stuff works.
Right.
But
I don't think that's like, it's not cringy. It's like, ooh, they didn't predict the internet. Yikes.
No, I agree. I'm saying those are the only things that you
No, there is one thing. There is one thing. When Sam first gets to his office, he tells like a lady, you are looking good.
Oh, sure.
You would not do that. Have your romantic lead tell a woman she is looking good in a workplace.
Yep, that's true.
Even though you could tell his intent was just to encourage and uplift.
Of course.
Intent versus impact, John.
I agree, but I'm just saying.
It doesn't matter what your intent is.
I don't say it doesn't matter.
It doesn't. It doesn't matter. Oh, the man's telling us it doesn't matter. Interesting.
Because the other man is yelling at him. Okay.
Wow. Intent versus impact.
I think there is a difference, but I don't think you should discard intent completely.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you could be like, you meant that as a compliment. It wasn't a compliment. Don't do it.
Knock it off, you creep.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Period.
And don't do it.
Don't do it. Stop it, John.
John? Okay. Don't do it.
Well.
So was there any...
I would say like 85.
Yeah?
I think it holds up.
Yeah, I agree.
I really enjoyed it.
I'm going to go 90 on this one.
Ooh!
Yeah, give away them points.
Yeah, I'll give it a 95 even. I thought it really held
look
up.
At us. Oh, suddenly look at I'm us. The conservative one.
Right? Mm-hmm. The Ann Coulter of the panel.
I get compared to her all the time.
Right.
That makes sense.
That's because you've written so many books.
So many books.
Look what the liberals are up to now by
boy.
Mary Holland. Yeah. All right, next category. Drag queen inspiration.
Oh,
I mean, again, we're talking about Whoopi.
Yeah.
But also,
I can see Demi.
Demi, as totally. She has so many iconic looks in there.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. I could see that. Yeah.
The Rita Miller look alone.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah.
Every medium. I mean, everything. Then her, like, you see her previous identities.
Oh, yeah.
On the right. Those photos. Like,
right.
What a fun day of filming that was, Ben.
It's like her and a photographer and a bunch of wigs.
Your persona. What persona is it?
Oh, yes. She's so good. I would say then, because I feel like there's substantial inspiration here, I would say 70%.
70. Right.
I'm going to say again, it's sort of, I'll go 50 because I feel like it's 50. Mostly Whoopi.
Right.
But like there's nothing really about Patrick or the guys or, you know what I mean? Like,
but there's so much of Whoopi. You could get a whole show out of just
there's
Whoopi.
A bunch of different looks.
You could get 9 different looks out of this
nine?
Movie.
Nine?
Yes.
Think, okay.
Everything Whoopi wears.
9?
Yes.
Okay.
Easy.
I'm good, still staying 50.
That's a whole
I feel
pageant.
Like she's got like 2 major looks. She's got the copper robe.
You show me a look of Whoopi's that isn't major.
When she's just like at the apartment yelling at her. It's
yes, she looks amazing.
Oh, she does
amazing,
look amazing,
but she doesn't look dragged.
With
her
those
hair,
sunglasses? Oh,
but her
please.
Hair, even her hair sure. in that uh-huh. scene.
Not
is
every drag
iconic.
Has to be a gown. It could be street look. Know, a Banji girl. Her
it could be normcore.
Yes. Banji girl realness, don't tell me. Elevated normcore.
Elevated
is.
Normcore.
Yeah. You're completely that's discounting so normcore. Mm-hmm. I'm giving it an 80.
All righty.
I think it's great. All right, next category, caper music. So how much music is there where you could like pull off a heist to or sneak a body out of a morgue?
Ooh, well, I mean, I guess there was a lot of caper is not the word I'd use to describe, but there's a lot of panicked hunting.
Sure. There was like fun sort of jazzy music when the guys were after Whoopi and her sisters.
Oh, yeah.
There's also
that's
when
right.
Sam is like stalking Willie Lopez before it's like the music. Dur, 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 dur. It's like a march.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, so, I completely forgot
I took notes. That's, we have the advantage of
notes.
We know what these categories are ahead of time. So you are at a complete disadvantage.
Caper music. I will say the music did in particular the eerie music at the beginning and the kind of like thriller music mm-hmm. throughout, especially yeah. like with all the bank, like when he's putting together the bank stuff and the guy's like realizing his account is closed or whatever. Caper though.
How
I
good
guess,
is Tony Goldwyn at like freaking out though?
So good.
He's so
great.
Good at like
he's so good, and I love
so
how they just
good.
Kept spraying water on him.
Yeah,
because he's like the implication like, is that he's like on coke the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. You know, mm-hmm. I love how he's really good in this because he plays
actor.
Like nice, yeah. and you believe him as nice, but then he plays evil, but then he plays panicked, and
yeah,
like,
yeah. So and good. You kind of empathize with him. Yeah,
a little bit. You feel bad
a little bit.
So, sorry, but caper music.
Caper music. Oh, I'd say beep, 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 50?
50.
Yeah, there's nothing like iconic about the caper music necessarily, so I'm going to go 35.
35. Yeah, I'm going to give it 25 because it's really just that one scene. It's mostly those Maurice Jarre.
Now look at me. Now I'm the too generous one. Flipping and flopping.
You're Ellen too generous. sorry, next category. Teamwork. So much teamwork is
oh my gosh.
That's a lot
this
of teamwork.
This is mostly teamwork.
It's a lot of teamwork. It even starts with teamwork. It's the three of them.
Refurbishing the apartment.
Yes. In the apartment.
I love that she's like in there just as much as them.
Absolutely.
And I would even say, I would also direct your attention to all the ghosts, to the window, to all the ghosts that like coached Patrick and like
the crazy train man
this the guy in the hospital or was it a guy in the hospital
there was a guy in the hospital and there was a guy in the subway too
in the subway
sort of like let him know this is what's happening to you right now.
Guy on the train, Vincent Schiavelli, he also died at 57 from a lung cancer, just like Patrick Swayze.
Pancreatic.
It's okay. Anyways, not so fun fact.
Yeah.
No, that's not fun.
That's not
his look, I remember his look really
makes an impact.
It really stuck with me. Even from seeing that movie as a kid, I was like, this guy, he's got such an interesting face.
I like the idea that the longer you stay a ghost, like you just eventually lose your mind. Right. Seemed to be the implication.
Well, right, because you can't ever.
Yes, yeah.
You can, and how do you, and you can't escape.
You can like connect to people, really.
Yeah. Oh, it's, yeah, it must be maddening. Mm. Well, we'll find
Literally.
Out.
When we refuse to go on.
That's going to be me. I'm like, no thanks. All I told you what I want in this scene. It's nachos. I don't want to move on to the next plane.
So what are you going to give this on teamwork?
Teamwork, I give this 90%.
90.
I think the movie is solely teamwork.
That's a lot of teamwork.
I'm going to go 80. There's a lot of teamwork. Yeah. 80.
I'll go 85. There's a lot of teamwork.
I really like this category.
That's a good one. It's nice. Thanks, Lennon Parham and Hoosiers.
Oh, great. Perfect.
All right. So next category. On a scale of 0 to 100, how likely are you to recommend this to gay people? So your nephew just comes out. He says, Aunt Mary, I realize I'm putting away Batman and I want to be in Batman. And he's being too graphic.
Like, oh, my God. Well, you're my nephew. Please
Well, then you got
to
watch Ghost.
Yeah. You got to watch Ghost. Well, I have the movie for you. Man. I mean, I think it's a great movie. There's a lot.
But there's not a lot that you're like, a gay person needs to see Ghost necessarily. Here's my argument for this. Because, it's not like a classic gay movie. But I would pitch it to some gay specific people. Namely, like a Scott Rudin or like a David Geffen. And be like, I think you should do an all gay remake of Ghost.
Oh,
and I would recommend that to them.
That's
They're gay people. I would recommend this movie to look at as something to do a remake.
So people really who can green light, like, gay greenlighters?
Gay executives.
And you think they don't know about Ghost already?
I mean, like the just attention in case they don't know. This town is just like.
FYI, have you heard of a little movie called Ghost?
But I was because I was trying to like cast it like an all gay version, and I only got as far as Nicole Byer as Oda Mae Brown, and then Brian Safi as Demi Moore.
Oh, that's great!
And then who's the ghost?
And who? Yeah,
who's I don't Wheat? Know.
Who's
Titus Burgess?
Maybe a Titus Burgess. I was thinking for Tony Goldwyn. Go with me in this one, Jodie Foster.
Oh, sure.
Love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She could do it.
Uh-huh.
The all-gay version of it.
Gay ghost.
Gay ghost.
So on a scale of 0 to 100.
How are you going to recommend this to gay people?
Instead of like floating a penny, it's a cock ring.
Why was that on the floor?
Oda Mae, slide a cock ring under the door.
What?
Okay. Just do it.
What? You just had it on? Oh, my God.
I'm Nicole Byer. I don't know what's up there.
Oh, boy. I would say like 40.
40.
I'm going to go 35.
35. I'll go 33. It wouldn't be at the top of my list. But I would still think everyone should see it.
Yeah, everyone should see it.
Right. All right, next category. On a 0 to 100, out of 0 to 100, how much felt is in this movie?
Okay, so for this, I was watching it. I think Demi Moore's like sadness sweater. There's something sort of felty
sadness
about that.
Sweater.
That's so knit, though.
Sure.
But felt isn't knit. It's like...
Okay.
Also, all of Rita Miller's outfit, that whole pink thing, I think like the black things on the pink looked like felt to me.
God, felt is tough.
Sure, could be there. It's a
tough
one.
Hat.
Her hat, that probably old lady, felt. That extra who we talked about earlier, she's coming back. She had
there's
like
a felt hat.
Let me guess who.
Which movie this
came
from?
Which movie this came from? God, I didn't spot any felt, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I wasn't looking.
You weren't?
I know. I'm surprised.
Well, when you go see
myself.
1917,
don't you
keep an
like
eye out
to do like a lookbook of every movie that you see that has little patches of fabric?
I take little swatches and Well, I mean, I would say, because I agree with you that zero, there's some felt.
There's definitely,
I would say
is.
There is some felt.
10.
10. Fair enough.
I'm going to go 18.
18, based on the whole Rita Miller thing.
Rita Miller, the hat from that old lady.
Yeah, I'll give it a 20. There's some felt in here. I'm giving it an average of 16. Oh. All right, next category, facial hair.
Facial hair.
Not a lot. There's if any, it's in the background.
There was some background actors. What did I have? There was a surgeon who didn't say anything but had a beard who like walked a woman through the camera. One of the detectives had a mustache.
I mean, you are.
Look, you got.
It's interesting.
I mean,
you don't think
of
surgeons as having beards.
I think it's inappropriate.
Right?
Because things get caught up in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Things could fall. You get a crumb falls into someone's brain. Mm-hmm.
Disaster.
Crumb brain.
You got crumb brain.
Yeah, literal crumb brain.
Yeah. But there's not. It's a pretty smooth.
It's a smooth crew here.
Yeah, smooth crew.
Smooth crew. Oh, 11?
Sure.
I'll go 9.
9, I'm going to go 5.
Okay.
No one wants to be on the same page as me. This is so...
I'm sure. Don't worry. There's only 20 more categories.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right. Next category, shattered glass.
Okay,
there's a ton of shattered glass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's the subway car window that Vincent Chiavelli knocks at the beginning. The jar with the penny.
Yes.
Iconic.
Yes.
Iconic. The cigarette machine.
Yes.
A lot of computer monitors get broken.
Do they?
Yes. What's his name? He pushes over like a computer monitor.
Oh, right.
Goldwyn.
That's lots.
Whoopi's apartment gets broken into.
Her crystal ball.
Shoot. Crystal ball. There's a mirror that gets broken.
There's a lot. There's
the very end. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like a shot thing. It's in that... A whole sort of like,
and then Carl's death.
Carl's death
via shattered glass.
Wow,
this is a real shattered glass kind of movie.
Can it beat our number one in this category, Gremlins, with a 98.67? We shall see.
Yeah, I mean, thank you for listing
that list
all
for
of
you?
It
yeah,
because
yeah,
I for sure would be like, yeah, there's some, but there's a large amount of broken glass.
There's so much more shattered glass in movies than there is in real life. I like.
I know. I never see shattered glass, or and when I do, it's devastating.
It's a headache. Everyone, put on shoes. Keep the dog
my God,
out of
it's
here.
The worst.
Get
yeah.
that dog out of
Get
here.
Get that dog out. She doesn't know what's happening. I would say then 92.
I'm
gonna go 96.
96. I gotta go 87.
Okay.
It's not as much as Gremlins. Given a 91.67, still very respectable.
Very solid, yeah.
But
yeah.
Also behind Gremlins and also behind Midnight Madness, which has a 93.33.
I need to see that.
Yeah, you don't.
There's a lot going on there.
All right, next category. The male gaze, G-A-Y-Z-E. So how horny is the camera for the male form?
Pretty horny.
Oh,
it's pretty horny.
Pretty horny.
I mean,
yeah,
the opening,
as well,
the opening where they're like, oh, we're just going to do construction without our shirts on.
That's
thank you.
So
and then Patrick
great.
Swayze during the whole pottery scene, I was like, the top button of his jeans undone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And then their lovemaking scene is like, their cameras all over him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there should be.
And Tony Goldwyn. But although the director did say he during the Tony Goldwyn
coffee
shirt off, he wanted to make sure that he was stuck to close-ups because he didn't want his chest to be distracting. So if
those
anyways,
nipples
that
do
takes points do away.
Damn nips.
Damn.
Did he have dim nips? What are dim nips exactly? Before we
just, oh, dim nips.
Oh, damn nips. Gotcha. Oh. I thought like they were dim. Like his
oh, yeah,
nips
they're
are
very
dim.
Low lit. Did you notice that?
Sometimes
I like
it's hard to
nipples.
See them.
Yeah. Yeah.
A nipple that announces itself.
Yeah.
Like high beams.
Yeah. Well, I think that there's a lot of, I mean, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I'd say 82.
82.
Yeah, this is pretty horny for dudes. I'll give it an 85.
85. You know, I'm going to give it a 90. I mean, this is like shirtless central.
Yeah.
This giving it an 85.67. Oh, making it third in male gaze, only behind The Talented Mr. Ripley, which has an 89.67, and Toy Soldiers, which has a 91.
Oh.
fascinating facts. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely fascinating. Yeah.
Fascinating.
I mean, I'm.
May not be fun, but I'm fascinated.
I'm right. Marveling at this organization.
Next category, angry phone hangups.
Okay, so there's
a
one
lot.
Definite angry phone hang up, and that's when Whoopi first calls Demi, yes. and she hangs up. And then it's not technically a phone, but I will say it's phone adjacent when Whoopi goes to the apartment yep. and is on the speaker thing, and yep. she sort of hangs up on her that way.
Yeah,
but that's not like a. Calling me Bernice and like clanging, you know, clang.
I agree. It's not. As I said, it's not like 100%.
Sure, right.
But
sure, sure.
Very adjacent to that.
It's a form of it.
Yeah, yeah. It hits the spirit of the law, if not the letter.
Oh, sounds like our president.
Oh, I would say
no,
not.
It wasn't.
Let me see. I'm trying to think if there's anything Tony's character.
Was it calling his drug dealers?
Yeah.
It's all pretty polite.
And Willie.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he goes to see Willie in person.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of in-person stuff in this one.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that would be an angry phone hang-up.
But when he's talking, like, he's like, oh, yeah, I'll bring it to the guy. Or like when he's, like, sort of figuring.
That's more like panicked phone hang-ups.
Right, right. It's not
sweaty
angry,
phone
right.
hang-ups.
Yeah, I guess Demi's
but there's a little anger and panic. Sure. Is there?
Sure.
We could argue.
Oh, yeah. There's
yeah.
every emotion
it's a
in
every. Cauldron. Yeah, that's
oh, I see.
Every emotion
if
is
we
a
learned anything
of
from. If we've all seen Inside Out, that's
yeah.
what, the uh-huh. one takeaway.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that movie.
Emotions are parfait.
Emotions are not perfect. I then would say to 30.
30.
I'm going to say 27.
27. I'm going to give it a. 9.
Okay.
Not a lot.
Jeez.
So sorry.
Zoinks. <It's okay.
laughs> All right. Next category. Titular theme song on a scale of 0 to 100. Now, there isn't, but there's...
Unchained Melody oh, yeah. is
Unchained
sort of like...
So,
you think of
so
Adam.
Good.
And also, there was a moment... Now, I totally get this is not a titular theme song, but they did that thing that, again, I feel is somewhat adjacent that I love when like someone will say the title of the movie... As like a line of dialogue,
right?
Like in the scene where Demi Moore goes to the cops, and they're like, "So you're telling us it's a ghost?" You know what I mean? Like, I love when a movie has that.
Yeah,
but this is just ghosts. I mean, it's not like.
Yeah,
so you're saying these are
like
pirates
of
the Caribbean?
Have you ever heard a story that begins with "Once upon a time in Hollywood"?
So you're saying we're going Inside Out,
Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Well, you know what they say. It's a mad, 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 yeah. mad, mad world.
That's right.
That song, Unchained Melody, is actually about, it's from a movie about, about a guy on a chain gang. So it's him, like, on the chain gang thinking, when I get out of here, will you still be waiting for me? So if you ever re-listen to those lyrics, it's
very
different more heart. It's even more heartbreaking.
Oh, my darling.
Oh, my love, my darling. I hunger for your touch along. Lonely time.
Oh, the lyrics do fit.
They do.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, but it's not titular.
No, but
it's
I also don't think you can give it a zero, because that song is so associated
so
with this
movie. So
iconic
when you hear that
absolutely.
Movie. Just sort of
oh, yeah, you think
wheel.
About that. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I think that song is so linked to that. I would say 90.
90!
Yeah, because it's not... Because Ghost isn't in it, I'll go 70.
You
70.
Could squeeze it in though. You could be like, oh my love, ghost. My ghost, my hunger. You could just slot it right
and
in.
And if it just said
the
anyone,
sure that, like,
yeah.
you know, the
or
unused,
boo, yeah.
the rarely sung fourth verse. It's all about Ghost and Patrick Swayze.
I'm going to give this a 75. Splitting the difference right between you. All right, next category: entrances with pizzazz. On a scale
well,
of 0 to
there's
the very opening
coming out
to,
of the closet
yeah, yeah, the first
when we
out.
First meet her.
But when they first like smash through the ceiling too.
Yeah, yeah, that,
oh yes, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then when he's like reveals himself as the ghost through the light
yes.
forming, like that's fun. The most pizzazz.
I also thought like when he and Whoopi first meet, she like runs into the closet and he like pops out. Like that's sort of fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sort of unexpected fun little pizzazzy thing.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of pizzazz.
Pizzazz
surprising pizzazz. Amount of pizzazz in yeah. Ghost.
There's a lot.
For a movie about death. It's got pizzazz.
It's got pizzazz. I say 65.
65.
Yeah, I'll go 65 as well.
65. I'm going to go 75. I think there's a lot of pizzazz in here.
Okay.
So many movies now don't do entrances with pizzazz. They're just people are arbitrarily there, revealed in like a cutaway. Mm-hmm. I hate that. Do a pan over, do a lift.
A vamp
come through a
music
wall.
Somehow.
Come through a wall. It doesn't make matter if you're
come on,
humans.
Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid.
All right, next category. Non-traditional murder weapons.
Okay, so I would say Tony Goldwyn being killed by a window pane. That's pretty non-traditional.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But is that murder or an accident?
I mean, like,
no one's trying to kill him.
They're not upset that he gets killed, though.
I think they...
they're
I
mad
think,
about
sure,
it.
But I think they would call that, like, death by misadventure.
I
you
would
know
say...
Involuntary manslaughter, perhaps?
Yeah, but
Patrick
to himself.
Swayze... Mm-hmm. pushing Willie, and like then Willie sort of like spinning out of control.
A ghost pushing you is pretty
non-traditional. Yeah, I feel like that's non-traditional.
And also, like, Willie
but he
was
wasn't trying
by,
to
like,
kill him.
He was hit by two cars.
Yes,
like, he was. Like, a double. But I think, like,
but
that's
he, it
not
led
traditional.
To, it led
sure.
to, like, yeah, yeah. him
pushing I do
him
like how every time someone
him.
Dies, Patrick Swayze looks at them with, like, pity. Like, he almost feels like, bad for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He never loses his humanity.
Even when he's dead.
He can't be fueled by revenge.
Even when he's dead.
That's crazy.
Wow.
It's crazy.
So what would you give this a non-traditional murder?
22.
I'm going to go 30.
30. I'm going to go 20. It's not, it's all barely murders. Okay. All right, next category, breath acting on a scale of 0 to 100.
Okay, there's some moments here that I think qualify. I think, like, when Whoopi finds out that she's getting a check for $4 million, she does some stuff that is not verbal. Like, it is sound, but it is not words.
Pretty much all of Tony Goldwyn in panic mode.
Yes, completely.
He's doing a lot of...
Yeah.
And also, when the nun does get that check and she looks at it, she goes like a... Oh,
and
then
faints. Oh, it's the best.
I don't think she makes a sound, John.
She does, like, a little bit.
I don't think she
yeah,
does.
Yeah, she does. She definitely
she
does.
She falls
Mary
over.
Mary knows. Mary knows.
Mary did it. She had it.
All right.
Also, I when Demi's sees Patrick that's like yeah. all like tears coming down her face.
How many
like,
times are tears falling down
her eyes are like perfect tear
beautiful,
machines
yeah
and they said like they hired her because she could make she could cry out of either eye individually on
no
cue. Isn't that insane?
No,
she it's perfect how her eyes just work.
That's impossible. Yeah.
They're the most professional eyes.
She's the best actress
cinema
of
history
cinema.
Wow, that's inspiring. I gotta go work on that.
You gotta go work on your tears.
Yeah, just go stab.
But no, then you gotta stab that eye, but cry out of the other eye.
Oh, God.
Because you can control it. You've Mousy. Gotta be in complete control of your instrument.
Right. Oh, truth.
But breath
okay.
acting.
Breath
yeah, there
acting.
There are definitely some moments of like.
Yeah, I think there's a good amount. I'd say 54.
54.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'll go 58.
58.
How dare you?
Uh-huh. I'm gonna go 50.
Okay.
Just 50. All right, next category, mannequins on a scale of 0 to 100. Now, I know John's going to say that angel statue.
Well, you could count that. I thought, but there also is, and I saw this, one of like the artworks, like one of the pieces of artworks in Demi's big loft apartment was like a mannequin, was like a dress form mannequin that had stuff painted on it. It was like a dress
oh.
form. So
oh.
there
dress
is
form.
Definitely something there that is a mannequin. It's not like used as a mannequin, but it's like used as weird modern art
yeah.
within that apartment. But who knows, like also like maybe that's a project Demi's working on.
She sure.
Just, you know what I mean? Like it's tough to know. It's not what the movie's about, but it's there. It adds color.
It should be though.
Well, I mean, I
we never
mind
do really
spin-off.
Get a good sense of her art.
I would love it if like goes to Demi. Me went on like a Project Runway and then
do we see
and brought
store
sculptures?
Yeah,
yeah, brought dress. Yeah.
Well, like she well, I think what it was is like she spent so much money in the apartment she couldn't afford fabrics. She was painting the dresses on
right.
the dress form that she
Can
bought.
You imagine the poor schlub she dates next? Like, well, my last boyfriend, he kind of, he was a ghost and still saved my life.
That is a tough act to follow.
And he was perfect looking and was yeah. like the, what if a literal saint.
That would be nice.
That'd be
work.
Nice.
Yeah.
That could work.
Could work.
It could
they
work.
They have chemistry.
Yeah, that's true. They do.
That's
we
true.
Know. They've already kissed.
They've already kissed. Mm-hmm. They're halfway there.
But anyway, my point is there is a mannequin in this movie.
Okay.
Okay.
That's your
okay.
version of a mannequin.
I'd say six.
Six.
I'm going to go 15.
15. I'm going to go zero.
There's legitimately a mannequin.
A dress form is not a mannequin.
Oh, this one.
Oh.
Is it dress forms? Then you get some points. You get 100.
I mean, I know.
Really,
I see. Yeah.
It's all right.
I know
about
the letter of the law, not the spirit of the law.
Truly.
Next category, dramatic lighting.
So much dramatic lighting.
I mean,
a lot.
I'm going to go ahead and weigh in. 100.
100.
All right.
The most dramatic movie lighting you've ever seen.
I've ever seen in my entire life.
You ever seen Mandy? Oh, my God. So much purple.
99.
Okay. 99 or 100? What do you want to do? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's like all the like the coming up to heaven. That's all dramatic lighting. There's like
the street, the gritty streets of New York.
There's weird ghosts that come to attack them.
Beautiful.
And then like when they have their final farewell kiss, he's like all light.
Yes.
Here's the one thing I would say a directorial choice I'd make differently. I would not have Patrick Swayze walk away from Demi Moore. I would have him just like be pulled up into heaven.
But he has to make the choice.
I guess
you
so.
Have to make the choice.
I don't like the idea that he's like turning his back on Demi.
But he needs to. She needs to see that. that, though, for her healing, I think.
For her to move on.
I think for her to move on, and yeah. you need that sense of finality.
She needs to be like, oh, he's broken up with me.
Yes, not that he was pulled away from her.
I heard this great woman on Fresh Air talk. She's like a religious scholar, and her husband died in like a climbing accident. And on her in her mind on a loop, she would always picture him falling. But like never landing. And then she went to like a meditation retreat, and then she was finally able to picture him hit the impact.
Oh my God.
And it wasn't until that she was able to finally like accept the death and move forward.
Huh.
And then she doesn't have it at all anymore. But I do think there is something you do. That's why people have open casket funerals, because I do think you need to see.
But someone doesn't get out of the casket and walk away from people.
No, but I think as
Wouldn't
it goes, though,
great?
You need to see.
I would never miss a funeral.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, front row seat.
Purse first.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you, because I think it's important for her to think that he's okay.
Yeah,
he's,
that he needs
sure,
to walk away.
Okay.
Okay.
You need
know.
That for healing.
Like a, I don't know. I read it as a
he's
little
He's like, bye.
Well, yeah. It was the top grossing
Ditto,
movie.
I'm out.
Peace, biatch. What are you going to give this
for
on dramatic lighting?
I'm going to go 95.
95. I'll give it a 90.
Okay.
Could've up there. Up there.
It's up there. It's totally. It's got a 94.67.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. All right. Next category. Strident women. Scale 0 to 100. The lady cop.
The
I'll
lady
never
cop
get undressed
strident.
Again.
Oh, yeah.
Rude.
The lady at the bank, too, who's like.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you say your name was?
Yeah. Just very strident.
Oda Mae's neighbor when they're trying to run in and go, who are you kidding?
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. She's more sassy than strident, but sure.
Yes. Even some of the...
like Demi Moore has moments, too. She slaps Tony Goldwyn.
And he doesn't react at all.
Not at all.
He just
and
takes
even,
it.
Like, before Patrick Swayze dies, when they have their little fight, she's like, you say ditto, it's not the same.
Yeah.
You just thought that was strident? I thought she was reasonable.
She was a little angry.
Yeah. She was keyed up.
Keyed.
But it's strident, yeah. Strident. I would also say some of the women that were going to Oda Mae to like get their...
Oh, right. Like, can we get back to this now?
Yeah.
There are those moments, yeah. Women.
Soft strident.
Soft strident. I would say 37.
37.
I'm going to go... 39. Ha! Come to again.
Always going to be a number higher.
I'm going to go 25, because okay. It was all very minor, like, throwaway lines.
Fair.
All right, next category, fun fonts. Well, the actual title of the movie itself is revealed as Ghost! Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It does, like, a sting at the same time, which I think is a lot of fun.
I like the boo that was written in the bathroom mirror.
Yes.
That was fun.
That was fun.
I feel like this is, like, Ghost is, like, a scare. Like, how come we don't watch it at Halloween? It's never
That's
comes
a great
up.
Question.
No trick or treating.
No, yeah, there's no.
It could be a fun Halloween
like a
choice.
Fun-sized Snickers bar instead of a penny that he moved.
That would
definitely make it
so cute. It would be a Halloween movie for sure.
Forever.
Yeah,
right.
That would change it.
There's also like the computer login stuff.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
oh,
I love that.
Stuff. I love that
it's
stuff.
Fun.
I wish computers still looked terrible like that.
Like black, like green.
Black and green.
Oh, and then of course Rita Miller's handwriting.
Beautiful.
Oh, right.
She had beautiful handwriting.
The sign of her shop, outside
her
shop.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Big neon hand.
58.
55.
What?
Is that what we wanted?
Oh, right.
I'm going to go 80. I think the font is like revealed as like a sting, the name of the movie. I think that's so fun. And I think it's a great typeface.
All right. Fair enough.
It's clean, classic, goes with her apartment. Next category, cheerworthy cameos. 0 to 100. The only one I saw was Stephen Root.
There's Stephen Root. There's also Phil
Love
Leeds,
Stephen
who
Root.
Is the emergency room ghost. That's like a fun little cameo.
Who's Phil Leeds?
He's just like an old character actor. Who's the one in the emergency room first? Patrick Swayze, like, oh, you're dying, you're just waiting. And he's like, I'm waiting for my wife.
Let me tell you.
Yeah. And you know, Arsenio Hall is a cameo as well.
And remind me of the actor's name who was in the subway.
Vincent
Schiavelli. I feel that's
that
more
a
than a cameo because he's in like Grease.
Yeah,
it was
right.
just that one thing I would say yes, but he does have that
right.
teaching him how to touch.
Okay. 49.
49.
That's fun cameos.
52.
We're back. I'm going to go 35 because really it's just Stephen Root.
Who's the best?
Who's the best?
He's great.
All right, next category, memorial moments. zero to 100 moment where we think back, oh, remember dear Gregory? He used to love walking on the beach and looking for crabs.
I mean, like, the whole movie. To me,
well,
is all that.
Whole, yeah.
Like, there's even that moment where she, like, says out loud to the room. She thinks it's just the room, but he's there. She's like, I picked up your shirts today. I did all this. Like, it's a very sort of, like, sad.
And when he's, when Whoopi's like, remember the sweater that he knit?
Yeah,
and the, like, all of those are moments.
Yeah.
Like, how remember the picture
that?
In Reno.
Mm-hmm. And just going to a medium is something about, there's a memorial.
Yeah, all those other people,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh. 83.
83.
I'm going to go 83 as well.
83.
I like it. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to go 87.
Oh.
Giving this an 84.33. Third in memorial moments.
Wow.
Just behind Addams Family Values with an 85. Perfect. And Scrooged with a 91.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Next category. A feels song. Is there a song in this movie that puts you in your feels?
I mean, oh, Unchained Melody.
Yes. I mean, Unchained Melody.
Yes.
Hello.
Right there.
95.
95. What would be the 100?
Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
No, it would probably be Fellowship of the Ring. The
Like, the Away from the, Into the West one? Or the
No, I guess
from the first one?
It wouldn't be, from the first one. It doesn't have any lyrics.
Great.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know you were such a big Lord of the Rings fan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I do a rewatch every like 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Usually around Christmas time because it feels right to
there's
do that.
About that
I love, and I have the extended editions, of course.
As do I.
Do you do them all in one day or do you?
No, I took like one. Because sometimes you have to watch one over two nights.
Yeah.
I would try to watch them like in 3 or 4 days.
I'd be curious how it would fare in this.
I mean, we're talking
about it.
We'll see at the year mark. Some surprises coming.
I once did a Lord of the Rings watch with my roommate at the time where we watched them all in one day. And between the second and third one, I was like, this is when I live in New York. I was like, we need to take a break. I need to go on a walk.
Yeah.
And as I was like walking around, I was like, why are people like it? I was so in the world of the movie. I was like, we're about to get attacked. Like, how are these people? The orcs are coming.
That's
why
so
are people
funny.
Shopping? Like, it was
those people your brain. Shopping.
The Shire's gonna burn.
Yeah, we gotta get back.
They hold up. John, what are you going to give this on Feel Song?
Oh, Feel Song? 95.
95. I'm going to give it 100. If not this, then what?
Okay.
Next, got it, given a 96.67. Oh, second only to Meet Me in St. Louis, which of course had Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Oh,
tough break.
Tough. You can't beat that.
Real tough to beat that one.
All right. You can tie it.
You
can't beat it.
No, but you can't beat it.
Next category. Macabre. How macabre is Ghost?
Pretty macabre.
It's pretty macabre.
There's some dark stuff. Yeah, I would say a 70.
I'm going to go higher because also like...
I guess it's all dealing with
Patrick
death.
Swayze I don't know, they have sex, but he basically like makes out with Demi Moore using Whoopi Goldberg. Like, that's macabre. That's weird. I'm going to go 85.
Weird, John. I thought it was beautiful.
Okay, sure.
I mean, what do we think about it?
Is that
we
a kink?
Gotta figure it out.
That's my kink.
That's my kink.
I need someone to possess Whoopi Goldberg.
I like fucking people with Whoopi Goldberg's dick. That is my kink.
Wow. Good luck with that. So what are you going to give this in macabre?
I say 85, I think.
85.
Yeah,
I'll give it an 82. It's pretty macabre.
Pretty macabre.
Giving it a 79. Not bad. Not bad at all. All right. Next category. Vibrato on a scale of 0 to 100.
So vibrato in this topic is when it was pitched, in addition to like literal vibrato and like singing, it also was sort of pitched to mean like something that's extra. Like when you get something extra that you like someone's giving a little bit more.
Like a zhuzh to everything.
You know what I mean? And like for me, what I would say is like, when Patrick Swayze is like doing, he's like, "You get away from her, you hear me? You get away!" Like that felt very like vibrato-y to me.
Yeah.
Like
do you
more.
Think he's a bad actor?
No, that doesn't mean he's a bad actor, but he is sort of like leaning into it in a way that felt, again, very similar to like what I said earlier, like the sort of like face acting that he does a lot of in this, of like, oh no,
his
like
intensity.
It's a little like sort of vaudeville-y, a little to the back of the house. Again, not in a bad way, but like he's giving you like a little. Almost a twirling of a mustache, as it were. If there was facial hair in this movie, which there is not. So.
I also think Willie Lopez had a little vibrato.
Sure. Yeah,
he was
and
like
also,
very classically villain.
All of Tony Goldwyn?
Yeah.
Freaking
yeah,
out?
Yeah,
is
yeah,
all
yeah,
he's
yeah,
like
yeah.
shaking vibrato. Like a reed in the wind.
Mm-hmm. With all that water
I'm
sprayed on his face.
69.
So, oh my God, Mary.
72.
So I'm going to give it 75. There we go. No, 70.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, next category, wigs. On a scale of 0 to 100.
I mean, like, Whoopi herself, but then also, like, that whole montage of, like, here are some of her, like, her rap sheet was just a collection of her in different wigs.
Yeah.
So there's that. I think it's pretty much all Whoopi.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone else is wearing wigs, but Whoopi's, again, she's carrying a lot. Substantial. She does a lot.
Yeah. 38.
I'm going to go 57.
57?
Yeah. I think Whoopi's like a
for
ton
one
of wigs.
Wig?
That's true. No, it's not one wig. It's one woman wearing a whole lot of wigs.
I'm going to give it a 30.
Okay.
We're stuck with that one wig for most of the movie. And then I don't think it's meant to be a wig because she's like, where's it when she sleeps?
I don't know.
They do show when he's singing "I'm Henry VIII," and she's wearing. True. She still has that same hair.
Oh yeah.
So it's a wig playing hair. Wig acting.
Wig acting.
All right, next category: themes of mothers. How many themes of mothers? Not a lot.
Doesn't really come into this one. Again, I think a missed opportunity. If Demi Moore had just realized she was pregnant.
Oh God! Really twisting the knife, John.
That would have really brought a whole extra dimension.
Well,
to it.
Sam does tell Oda May at the end that her mother would be proud.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's kind of Oda May's arc is to accept her gift that her mother and grandmother had.
Yes, the family. Yeah, okay. 12.
Yeah, I was going to.
That seems fair.
12. That 12. Sounds good to me. Yeah. One mention? Sure.
I'm going to give it a 12 as well.
All right.
12's across the board. Mm-hmm. All right, next category, pool trouble. On a scale of 0 to 100. The only thing, if this is a real stretch, John, so okay, I'm surprised you're not coming up
with
it. Oh,
well, you take the floor first.
Pools of tears or pooled?
Oh,
pooling.
Boy.
It's
a lot of that.
That is a reach.
That is a reach. I said it was a reach beforehand.
It's true, though.
And also, like, it's, I mean, if, as we said, like, her eyes are perfect. There's no trouble there.
There's no trouble. There's
she
definitely,
can pool it up.
It's pool paradise, if anything. The camera loves her tears.
Loves it. Oh, and it is so iconic that her, like, looking up and, like...
Like, every time they cut back to her, there's
it's like a different one, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say,
it's almost like
her
face is just, like, the perfect, like, nothing gets in the way. They just, like, drop right
down. It's beautiful. 73.
It's like bungee jumping.
73?
For pool trouble?
For pool trouble? All right.
Well, I'm gonna be a real Mark Rennie on this and give it a 3 for that.
3.
73. You really slayed me with that argument.
I'll give it a 1.
Okay.
Give it an average of 25.67, making it second in Pool Trouble behind Gremlins, which has a 93.33 and an actual
and
pool.
An actual pool. Literal pool. Is it that
and Trouble.
Trouble.
All right. Next category. Quips on a scale of 0 to 100. How quippy is Ghost?
Yeah, quippy. They're pretty quippy.
Pretty quippy. Everything
Whoopi and
says.
Patrick,
Whoopi. And I mean, just the fact that, like, Molly, you in danger, girl. Like, that's iconic.
I'll say it
quip.
How I'm going to say it. Molly, you in danger.
Just going to add girl
to it. It's so good. I know. It's so good. 80.
Yeah, I'm 80. 80 as well.
Yeah. Very quippy.
You know, she's quippy, but she's also can play the drama. She plays it grounded.
I mean,
she's beautiful. She does everything.
Really earned
it. It's not
Oscar.
Just comic relief.
No, absolutely. She's so much more.
I'll give it an 80 as well. There we go. Another 80 is across the board.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next category. And we're only 3 away from you adding
holy
a category.
Holy shit.
Sassy best friends on a scale of 0 to 100.
Yeah, well...
I guess you could say Whoopi is like
a
form of
she's
his
sort of
as
a best
ghost,
friend.
She's
definitely.
His best friend.
Yeah.
And I think that, again, back to that homoerotic moment, I think there was in that first, like, with
I don't
remember Tony
a
Goldwyn and Patrick Swayze.
I don't
the
remember a homoerotic
when they're, like,
moment.
Doing their fun little sassy game of all the
well,
other people.
Well, what can
in there?
Be more sassy than having your best friend murdered?
Yeah.
That's
very
the ultimate sass.
Taking sass to another level.
Exactly.
Yeah. So in that
when
case.
When sass goes bad.
When sass goes bad.
Bruce Valanche the Zodiac Killer?
Yeah. I'd say 91. There's a sass.
Yes.
I'm going to go 80 on this one again. Yeah.
I'm going to go 100.
Whoa,
I think because
Whoopi
is
okay.
like,
wow.
She won
Academy
an Oscar
Award winner.
For
yeah,
being
did.
Essentially
yeah.
a sassy enough. Best friend. Oh, and same with Astronomy Club, the sketch show on Netflix, did a all great right. sketch about black people helping white people in movies.
Yeah.
And
Anime
was like a classic example of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For sure.
So check that out. All right, next category, shawls on a scale of 0 to 100.
There was 100.
The one.
Yeah,
the
one
woman
right.
in
so
the
that
bank.
That one woman in the bank. Technically, I would say she was wearing a cloak, but what is a shawl? But what is a cloak but a shawl with like career ambitions?
Sure.
You heard it here first.
You know? So I think that definitely counts.
All right.
But there's nothing else. Like, because I kept looking to me. I was like, oh, no, that's a sweater.
Nothing in the foreground.
Her sadness sweater that she was sort of like in a lot.
Yeah. You got everyone has one.
Everyone has one.
And if you don't, go get one.
If you have a sweater with a hole in the elbow, that's your sadness sweater.
Most hoodies are sadness sweaters.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's my
or happiness
nightly
hoodie.
Uniform.
Happiness. Yeah, yeah.
Or happiness hoodie. Yeah. Sadness sweater or happiness hoodie. Oh, boy. Yeah. I mean, I think like 9?
Sure.
Because it's one that grabbed our attention, I'm going to give it an 18.
Wait, do 18? We count the blankets on the furniture in the renovated? No.
If you want to, it's up to you.
I mean,
he
called a dress form a mannequin, so.
So there are no rules.
There are apparently no rules to any of this. Yeah. Apparently, this gayest movie ever spreadsheet is meaningless and arbitrary.
Yeah. Yeah, means nothing. No, I'm going to stick with 9.
Okay. I'll give it a 10.
Alrighty.
10 for Shawls, making it second in Shawls behind Kramer versus Kramer, which has a 15. This has a
12.33. Oh, my God.
All right. Next category. Second to last before you get to add a category.
Oh, God.
Okay. Next category, footwork on a scale of 0 to 100.
So it's not just necessarily dancing, but it's also like movement, jumping, stuff like that.
Well, there's
but
him.
This is a bunch. There's it,
getting the statue thing when he does that fancy move out of nowhere. He goes out and kicks.
Yeah.
Like, where is this character?
Yeah.
There also, when he is a ghost with Vincent Schiappelli, and he's like
trying to
kick
the can,
and he like falls, and it's very Charlie Brown and Lucy.
Sure, very Charlie Brown and Lucy.
Yeah.
Very reminiscent. And then also like the final chasing where like Whoopi and Demi are like on the slats and they're running over there, and he's underneath.
Fancy footwork, I would say.
There's definitely some fancy footwork going on there.
Yeah,
and like all the fights. Scenes, especially like it's sort of fun when like it's Patrick Swayze fighting as a ghost, and you know what I mean. Like some of they had to like stage a fight scene where one of them wasn't there. There's definitely some footwork.
You also
going
hear
on
a lot
movie.
Of scuffling, like in that initial,
a lot of
scuffling,
and scurries.
Yeah. Okay. 44.
44.
I'm gonna go higher. I'm gonna give it a 68.
68. I'm gonna give it right down the middle, a 50.
Okay.
Giving it 54. All right, Mary.
All right, Mary.
Okay, Mary.
Time has come for you to add a category.
Oh God.
Through which. We can view this
all,
and all
movies
as how gay they are.
Oh, boy, look, it's a lot of pressure, but, you know, it came to me during our discussions, and so I think I'm just going to go with it. A bold lip.
A bold lip. Okay, that is a great, great category. I love this category.
What would you score?
So where are we thinking the bold lips are? Let's just talk about
Whoopi.
It. Let's debate.
Whoopi had a bold lip.
In both what she said and how she dressed.
Yes, well,
the
and
lip.
That's the way you can interpret it. It's like a strong, you know, someone who, you know, has...
I'm going to say what other
strong
people are
opinions.
Afraid to say.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A bold proclamation could be a bold lip.
Yeah. And then also just, you know...
Just lipstick.
Just a wonderful
just good
bold
old lipstick.
Slap a little color
good
on that lips.
Lipstick. To me, I feel like wore none.
Yeah, she was like kind of the natural look.
The natural look.
I mean, when you have those cheekbones and that jawline, you can get away with
it.
So you're like, let's not distract from the eyes, people.
No. That's very true.
Yeah.
When is the lip the focus? And when
knowing.
The...
That's what a movie star knows. This scene's about the lip. This one's about the eye.
See, this is the kind of
thinking. About the earlobe. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's why she's Demi.
I'm taking a lesson from this. I'm going to make everything about my nose. That'll be my brand. Yeah, so I think a bold lip. And I would say how this movie rates, if we take it from those two angles, I would say 70.
70.
Yeah, I'll give it a 75 just for like, that's where I'm going with it.
I'll give it a 67.
Okay.
Sorry, that's just how I feel. But it's number one in a bold lip.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Oh, fun!
All right, we are now entering the bonus round categories.
So there's a couple categories here, but they're binary. We all agree it's yes or no. There's no rating on it.
All right, so first one, plus 15% bonus points for positive portrayals of homosexuality.
There's no real portrayal of it, so it doesn't get the bonus.
Okay. And on that same token, negative 5% for each instance of straight actors playing gay roles. It doesn't happen. So no penalty.
No penalty there.
That's good.
And then finally, negative 50% points if this is the movie Cruising.
This is not the movie Cruising, so it is not penalized 50% all of its points.
Wow, I thank goodness a lot of movies can escape that.
A lot of movies. Most movies can.
Most movies do. So far, they all have.
All right. So out of a total possible 3,600 points.
Oh, my God.
Ghost has scored 1,437.33 points, giving it an average of 39.93%, making it the 22nd gayest movie ever.
Okay.
Not as gay as Mission Impossible Fallout, but gayer than Hoosiers.
Gayer than Hoosiers. Wow.
What a journey.
A feather in our cap.
Today wasn't a waste after all.
No, we did it.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Is there anything you love?
Yeah, tell
to,
us
like,
about your
pitch
stuff
chill
and your
for.
Things.
Yes, I what's going on? Well, come check out. I'm at UCB all the time doing shows with Wild Horses and other teams. So that's always great. Greener Grass is a wonderful movie. You can check out all episodes of Shrink are on NBC.com. And look, I'm, listen, just watch out.
Okay,
that's
okay.
My pitch.
It's a threat.
Look behind you. This
look
is very
behind
hot.
You. I'm a ghost.
Well, thank you so
thank
much
you so
for being
much,
here.
Thank
a delight,
you.
Delight, as always.
So fun.
And we'll
be right back. We're back.
Oh, that was so much fun.
It was fun.
Mary Holland is a delight.
She's the best.
She's so sweet.
I love rewatching Ghost. I was excited to rewatch it because I hadn't seen it. It's one of those movies I used to know very well, but then I hadn't seen it.
Did you have that thing where, like, when you rewatch it, you're like, I don't remember this scene at all?
I forgot how much of, like, the intrigue about the money transferring and all that stuff played into it.
It definitely did have that sort of fun, like, the offshore account, you know, like, the sort of, like, vague, like, improv specifics.
But I forgot, like, how hot Tony Goldwyn was in this movie.
Oh, I did not forget that.
I forgot. I remember just thinking Patrick Swayze, but then Tony Goldwyn was, like, gorgeous in this.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's great.
He's great. I love him.
And Whoopi Goldberg's fantastic.
Yeah. 100%.
And Demi Moore's great in this.
Yeah.
I feel like she doesn't get enough credit as an actress, Demi Moore.
Yeah, it's surprising because she was like a huge movie star and then she hasn't.
And she's always good.
What? Like,
Disclosure, maybe?
I don't know that.
She did some Lindsay Lohan movie.
Oh, she did that thing. Yes.
LOL.
LOL. I saw that.
Yeah. And were you LOLing?
I was not. Nope.
You were ZZZing?
I was snoozing. I had to watch that one for a podcast. That's
oh, no.
Watch that one, yeah.
The only reason anyone ever watches that, I think.
It's for a podcast. Well, speaking of, we got some reviews. You want to get into those?
Yes.
Let's do that. Here we go. This is one comes from
You're not
Butter
wearing
Bumps.
Your glasses.
Okay. Putting on my eyes. Thank you for those who are listening at home. If you want to join in, put in your glasses too. Here we go.
This
comes from Butter Bumps. I want to be friends with Mark and John. Well, thank you, Butter Bumps. I want to be a co-host, not guest, host. On second thought, I want to go on movie dates and have watch, dress up, fancy watch parties with them.
Watch, dress up, fancy, watch parties.
So you dress up your watch into something fancy and you watch a party.
I don't even have a watch.
I know, no one does. There was a scene, we didn't bring it up, but Demi Moore is wearing a big clunky watch. I think she was wearing what was supposed to be Patrick Swayze's watch.
Ah.
Which is sort of like a little grace.
I feel like you're more into dress up than I am.
Maybe, but I'm not that much more into it than you
That's
are.
That's true.
Neither one of us are fashion plates.
No. That's correct. But thank you. I would love if we had like a meetup for a movie. I don't know how we would do
that.
When would we do that?
For Cats if we were going to do it.
It's the ship has sailed.
That's true. This time.
No other movie will ever come out.
Nope, it's over.
If you're interested in doing a Two Old Queens movie meetup, all seven of you
we'll
in
see.
LA, yeah. maybe? I don't know. We're in LA. Let us know. Los Angeles, not Louisiana.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you.
There's anything wrong with Louisiana.
No.
There.
Well, they have some troubles at the canals.
Oh, boops. Sorry. All right. We also got an email from Jeffrey Danielson. He says, hi, all. Really loving the podcast. Thank you, Jeffrey. The combination of guests, hosts, movies, commentary, and especially the scoring system is scratching an itch for me I didn't know I had.
Wow.
I want to see a doctor. Anyway, I hope in the future there is discussion of Little Shop of Horrors, Wet Hot American Summer, or The Sandlot.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know The Sandlot, but I know the other two. Those are great. Do you think that would score well?
No.
Okay. All right. Some people like to be in the bottom five. That's fun, too.
Sure.
There's a certain notoriety there.
I know you love to be in the bottom five, so to speak.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
I love Little Shop of Horrors, though. My favorite musical.
It's a good one.
The best. Every other musical I've ever seen was like, well, it's not as good as Little Shop of Horrors.
Okay.
The music's not as catchy.
It's that Motown flavor it's got.
It's got to be catchy. Yeah, yeah.
It's got to move.
And wasn't part of your world just like addressed a different, a sunk version of it's, Somewhere That's Green?
Yeah, people, wags at the time would call it Somewhere That's Wet.
Oh, there you go. That's funny.
That's cute, right? You should have said that. Sounds like something you would say.
I wish. Where's my time machine?
But Jeffrey goes on. I would suggest at year end a retrospective with possibly filling in the scoring of categories to all the movies for a definitive, objectively gayest movie of the year of the podcast. Yeah, we've talked about that was an idea we sort of floated around of like if we had a live show to bring someone back and then have them fill out the categories that were added since their movie had been there.
Sure. I am staunchly in the camp of not relitigating the past. And also, we'd have to rewatch all of these movies.
We don't have to do all of them.
I think we would have
to.
You
are correct. But I think if someone were to come on, I would not recommend redoing what has already been scored. I would just add on to be like, okay, like you were the fifth movie we had, and now there's 20 more categories. Let's add to those categories, but not go back and change the first five. If we were to do that, that's what I would say.
I see.
I understand your feeling about like things are in there, they're canon. It's carved in marble.
Forward.
Let's not do anything. I get that. If we were to do that, what do you guys think? Do you like that idea? Anyway, Jeffrey continues. Also, way of culling categories for the upcoming year would be having a fan favorite vote. Each person gets to choose their personal top five favorite categories. And with that list in hand, you have a fantasy draft episode of categories to keep for the upcoming year. It would go host, then the highest picked fan favorite category. Do this for a couple of rounds to fantasy draft your next year's starting categories. Could also be a fun discussion of the categories and their origin and evolution and reflect host and listener favorites. Keep up the good work. This has quickly become my favorite new podcast, Jeffrey. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Wonderful.
That's very nice. That is an interesting way to go about it.
Sure.
Have people vote. We've talked about doing that, of having people vote like fan favorites.
Right.
I think they're all potentially good ideas.
I also love that all the solutions are just as complicated as the scoring system itself.
Yeah.
So any system that is equally complicated always shoots to the top of my list. If it's more complicated, the better. Except for when it involves relitigating the past.
Exactly.
I'm staunchly not interested in rewatching
movies. You hate
movie.
Time travel.
I am not interested. It just ruined. You step on a butterfly, dinosaurs live.
Oh.
We can't have that.
Can't have that.
What is this, a creation museum? We did get someone tweeted at us morning. That'll tell you if you want to check your time code. Mm-hmm. Sarah. She's at Silent Psy. Love the Kramer versus Kramer app and appreciated talk at the end about calling categories. I've spent a ridiculous amount of time thinking about how to do this. My idea, every 10 eps, cut 10 categories, but you can't cut a category that's less than 10 episodes old.
Okay.
Interesting. That's fun.
Fair.
I am very partial at this moment to the ever-evolving, only keep the top 30 highest-scoring categories.
Oh, right.
That way it's constantly evolving and we don't. Mm-hmm. It kind of takes care of itself, as it were.
Sure. Now, I wonder with that, just because I haven't thought it through, like, is there, I guess, does it, would you take out a cat, I guess you, every, I don't know. I'm sorry, I haven't thought this through, so I just
sure.
Stumbled. That's great content. I like that idea, too, because it is a, another thing that people have pitched to me in person is
in
that
person.
Anytime there's a guest can either add a category or
toll
they
operators.
Can choose. Yes, exactly. My manicurist. a guest can choose to remove a category rather than add a category.
Ah.
I mean,
I don't know.
Way.
I don't want a guest in my home like rearranging like that's where you want the couch to go, and we have to stick with that now
that
just because you said.
Well, people are bringing like furniture every week to bring in our.
They're giving
the home
a knick-knack.
Of our
they're not like you know.
Some are more knick-knacky than others.
That's true, but it feels that to me the initial my knee-jerk response to that that's too much power for a guest.
I think it's the same amount of power we already give them.
I know, but it's just adding to an average as opposed to like removing something. I don't know. It feels like more dramatic to me.
Sure, it's a choice.
Yeah, because what if someone removed actual gay characters?
But isn't that one of the first? I feel like the first four. Well, we're going to talk about that too, because I do think some of the categories could be moved to the bonus round. And it would make more sense
like
that
actual
way.
Gay characters, probably.
That one, or makeover montage.
Yes, we've talked about that.
So I don't know.
Anyway.
But I don't, we're still not sure when it's going to happen. I think we're still doing pretty good right now.
Yes. It'll probably be maybe this summer, sooner than
probably
we think.
Sometime
probably
sometime this summer, yeah. Or June is our 1-year anniversary, so definitely by then, if not sooner.
Or on,
yes.
Who knows?
Who knows.
All right. Well, we should wrap this up.
I guess we should wrap this up. So if you want to, you can follow us on
Twitter and Instagram at @twooldqueens.
You can email us at twooldqueens@gmail.com. Let us know what you think about the scoring system. Any opinions of ours.
Interact
with
us online.
Yeah, we love engagement. We love it.
And we should say the final movie in our Best Supporting Actress series
yes.
is going to be the great old lady herself, Titanic. I think that will do very well in Shattered Glass. And
I think
probably that's
glass,
about
definitely.
It.
Footwork. There's some dance numbers.
There's
in that.
A lot of jigs.
There's some jigs.
But we'll see you then.
Yes, I can't wait.
See you next week.
All right.
Goodbye.
Now it's time for credits. Produced by Alex Arche. Music by Danny Cohen. Art by Connie Shin. See you next Wednesday. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.